Welcome to episode 4 of the Football Shirt Pod, season 3, by the way. This is just a very quick 15-20 minutes on unpopular opinions, football related or shirt related, either really. Either's good. Lish, what you got?
Yeah, well, we've sort of thinking back to our World Cup pod was
yes.
was and sort of ahead of
it was quite a while
of the World Cup. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. All that time. But it is international football. Is really bad. I don't think that's that unpopular,
yeah.
But it's more the excitement that we've all got with the World Cup around the corner. We should have. So international tournaments and what it brings to everyone, fucking brilliant.
Yeah.
But I think we need to temper how good we actually think international football is.
Yes.
And I think we'd enjoy things more. Mm. And that's not to be negative, half glass empty or whatever. Or
yeah.
World Cup trophy half empty. But it is that you get to the point where you get a bit pissed off that you're drawing against Scotland, let's say the Euros last year if you're England.
Yeah.
Or the Portuguese being negative against even Belgium at the time.
Yeah.
Is that, you know, actually let's start the other way around. The players are amazing.
Yeah.
And we watch them week in, week out.
Yeah.
And if it's not in your own domestic league,
yeah.
You know, it's you know, midweek, especially with this squeezed year. If there's not a cup tournament, there's Champions League on like every week. And
yeah.
So they're all there. The that lad at Napoli, for example, you know, new players. We're still that lovely, lovely sense. Obviously, not giving them the respect to. I just can't pronounce his name, basically. But there's new players come all the time. Brilliant players. Whether they go to World Cup, whether they don't, and then your team feels a bit flat. And I just think it's because you're allowed to build it up, and the kits look boss,
yeah.
And the production that goes into it, and everything.
Yeah.
And then when it is just a bit negative or a bit naive, it's just because international football is a bit crap.
Yeah. Is it because there are teams now that are so good? Like particularly in this country, we're so used to the Premier League. Mm. Man City are like on another level. Is it because we're so used to now watching club football, which is such a high level, that actually international football is sort of like club football was years ago, where the best players were spread around a bit, and now they're concentrated on like a series of big clubs, and we've got used to that.
It's a fair point.
I think it's a fair point. I also think actually maybe the distance between what club football does. So I suppose the last great team maybe before Man City, especially haven't sorted out in Europe yet, but that Barca team that we're in,
yeah,
a couple of trebles, haven't they? Well,
yeah.
Every other year with the Champions League, but were, you know, they cost that Man United team,
yeah,
at least one European Cup and dominate. And I suppose there's a theory that the Spanish national team go and replicate that because they've got those three or four players that sort of keep the ball really well. But the Spanish tournament winning teams were really, really drab. Mm. I think Aragonés had quite an exciting team, but then they weren't really expected to do like too much damage. Mm. That one tournament was like, 08? No, 04? 08.
Yeah.
But what happens is that it they manage to transform Barca's amazing basics to turn into really good attacking ball, keep the ball, to just stopping the other team,
yeah,
like suffocating and not scoring the goals. Like,
well,
I
yeah,
think
it's
when
about
they're
not
the,
losing, isn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Which has to come with a bit of boredom. But if
yeah.
you're pumped and every bit
yeah.
of it, and like if you are a kid, all the way through to having a kid and like watching it, or you know,
yeah.
being in the pub, spilling out when it was in England and whatever it is.
Yeah.
Like there's that thing of when you put something into it, and most of the time, if your team or if you watch, let's say European football or whatever, those tournaments, you get a bit back. And when there isn't, then it's almost a psychological thing that's not there. But I think we should look at it and go, why aren't any of the top managers there? Luis Enrique maybe at best, but he did also get like he moved on and whatnot. But
yeah.
even they're not looking brilliant, and he's struggling with a few decisions.
Yeah.
So it's just a bit
it's
of
like a retirement home now, isn't it?
Yeah.
International manager.
Yeah. yeah.
Unless
yeah,
you're sort
yeah.
of like
yeah.
Southgate, where you're probably not going to get a top job.
Well, a pal of ours had said,
same,
you know, Graham Potter's gone to Chelsea, he won't take the England job now when Southgate goes. Well, one of the, it's unlikely Southgate will
yeah.
go. And two, I don't think he'd ever have left Brighton. Like,
yeah.
Graham Potter was on the way to something. It wasn't
yeah.
like,
yeah. yeah.
I think the Steve Cooper as well, that might be your nearest, most like innovative.
Yeah.
Prem English manager. I
yeah.
think even him struggling would look at the England job and go, not for me now, like what I've got here to be in the Prem. So it's in the sense of it's not sort of aspirational, I think for the right reason. I think short amount of time, difficult to develop stuff.
Yeah.
You get fucking hammered for not playing.
Yeah.
I mean, what the shit.
You get such a short period of time
yeah,
to play.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I'm not really sure. Yeah, there's a bit of a disconnect.
So more
there?
Enjoy the moment rather
yeah.
than.
I think you're right. Some of the worst football matches I've ever been to have been England games.
Oh yeah.
I
yeah.
was in St Etienne when we drew 0-0 with Slovakia. I think it was a
right.
Slovenia. Sorry,
yeah.
sorry, ignorant.
Yeah.
But I was so pissed that I fell into the seats and I couldn't get out, and then I couldn't find my seat after I went to the toilet, so that didn't help.
Yeah.
But it was that. It was 0-0.
Yeah.
And then I was at
definitely England's fault.
Yeah. And I went to Brazil. I went to World Cup in Brazil, and we got tickets to games in Rio, but then we thought, oh, we've got to go and see England, so we got an 8-hour coach journey to Belo Horizonte to watch us draw 0-0 with Costa Rica, was it?
When we were already out.
Yeah. We were already out as well. By that time, it was a dead rubber. Actually, a little story about that. what happened was that we got these tickets. As soon as we got to Brazil, we got tickets for the game in Belo Horizonte, booked this hotel. We had two nights in Belo Horizonte, this horrendous 8-hour coach journey. And then by the time the game comes around, we've been fucking knocked out. So after the Uruguay game, we lose to Uruguay, do you remember?
Yeah.
Lose to Uruguay, and we're like, fuck me, what are we going to do? We went anyway, but we went out that night, and I was with a mate who just, this is very tangential here, but I was with a mate who just moved back from Singapore, obsessed with hygiene, and we were staying in a place called Lapa, which was a bit sort of rough and ready, which, you know, really good fun, but he was like, going to restaurants, he'd be like, oh, I've been looking through the kitchen door, and no one's, Pete Finch, by the way, no one's cleaned the worktop for the last 10 minutes. We can't eat here and stuff. Anyway, so we went out that night, and to try and prove a point that he was wrong about his obsession with hygiene, in Brazil they have banknotes for, like, I don't know, things at like 50p, you know, they have a 50p banknote. And I found this disgusting banknote and I ate it.
I ate it.
So this is about 3 days. I got about halfway through. I couldn't finish it. But I got this is about.
Well, you'd had a big lunch.
This is also just in my defence. This is pre-pandemic. I wouldn't do that now. Yeah. It was a more sort of innocent time, you know. And by the time 2 days later, I was very, very ill.
Yeah.
And then about 2 days after that, we had to go to Belo Horizonte. And so I was on this coach, just shivering, and couldn't go out. Managed to get to the game. Went straight back to the hotel. And so I think, I don't know what the moral of that story is, but I think he was right.
There definitely is one. Yeah.
Wow. Don't eat a banknote.
That's it.
Yeah.
Especially eat fresh ones if you're going to eat
plastic ones.
Yeah.
But they just
plastic
come out.
Ones are very difficult. Dave, isn't your sort of unpopular opinion? I think you might mention this to me. Isn't this connected to
football podcast sort of crap?
Unpopular opinion. Man City are boring to watch. Just going to put it out there.
As in, too consistently just good? It's
so fucking good, it's boring. Right, okay. No, I think, I don't know, there's just
If you said this about Liverpool in the 80s, when I first started watching football, people were bored of Liverpool because they were so good and they were so dominant.
Yeah.
It's just ignorance.
I think the City, it's an interesting bit. I get it, as you say, because they're so dominant, but I think the way they've changed their play this year is really interesting. But I can think of, and I mentioned him last time and he had a go at me, but I'll mention him again. My pal is a big City fan, and some of the best moments some of the best moments I've seen over the last few years football wise are him watching City, because his reactions to it are so good. So the two that jump to mind are, we've been here, both of them, when
they won the Champions League, that was that one.
No, that's another one.
Oh, I see.
But the one where they think they've scored against Spurs and VAR rules it out.
Quarter, because then they play Ajax.
It's four Spurs fans, and he's the only City fan in it. And as I said last time, I don't know if they did, but he's like diehard old school City fan. Rips his shirt open. And buttons go, we're finding buttons for weeks, like when he's just gone, and then obviously it's ruled out, and he has to get the overground home in a ripped shirt.
That's not funny.
Oh god, that's so sad.
You know what, I'll find the footage and dig that out.
So they haven't even gone through and he's ripped his shirt.
But he's ripped his shirt on like a Wednesday night in here. And the other one is, I think we were in for it when we watched this season when City pipped you to the league.
It was full
of Liverpool fans again. He was a City fan, and there was one Liverpool fan randomly had like a megaphone. It was like chanting and singing, so it was really bizarre.
Yeah.
And then he really kept a lid in it, and then as soon as the final whistle went,
he went mental.
He grabbed the megaphone.
Did he? Yeah.
Grabbed the megaphone off him and just started shouting Blue Moon, like doing full Blue Moon in the pub.
So I just want to say, Pep is like, you know, he's a genius, but at the same time,
Okay.
There's something there that I don't know. Like, I like the, he's
You like the chaos of the sort of...
I think so.
You're a bit Brexit-y with your football, aren't you?
No, definitely not. Definitely not. And I don't like the way you're directing because I'm wearing an England shirt. Yeah.
And you've got a shaved head.
I've got a shaved head, balding. And yeah, that's not fair.
No,
I know where you're going with that.
Yeah, sorry.
But at the same time, I don't know, there's something about it. And also, I'm also batting for my colleague, Rob, who's a founder, who's constantly saying Man City.
Yes, yeah.
So he's actually pushed this agenda on me, if I'm honest. But
you're just the,
you know, yeah. I do kind of see where he's going with it. I mean, I was going for effect when I said Man City are boring to watch. There's obviously times where I'm like, this is, I mean, many times, we've messaged each other on the groups and saying, oh my God, this is ridiculous. It's like watching FIFA.
Yeah.
But there is, like you said, there is that element of like purist where you want that almost like kind of nonsense play, just ridiculous.
Two measures sometimes.
I don't think it's what you said, but it does bring up a sort of conversation of like of dominance, and this is like across the board, and when certain leagues do and whatnot, again, like Italians during the early 90s, and especially when the UEFA Cup was, you'd only have one or two teams from, as in it was, you'd have the second and third best team in certain countries, so it was like an amazing, I mean, it still is, if especially when like West Ham went deep last year. But like domination does bring, I don't know, sort of apathy in the moment, but you have to then, you have to sort of remember, like, I don't know, I remember, I'm a Liverpool fan, and there must much more tribe as a youngster, but like, I wish I'd enjoyed Man United more, like in the 90s and 2000s, when they were just fucking amazing, whatever way you chop it up. Yeah. Like, I think I lost, in even the 08 version of it, there were still years where I wouldn't have like really like fancied that Tevez, Ronaldo, Rooney, Rooney and whatnot. But it is when there's a bit of domination, it does go a bit through money, and all the other bits have to come in. You know, Ferguson, Guardiola, and then money, then the team, and then people wanting to play there. There is a sense where it does become a bit too formulaic almost, even when it's really good. Because I think we're back at City.
I think it comes down to it being predictable, doesn't
it? I think that's ultimately what it is.
Yeah. And that's what no one really likes in football. Everyone likes the fact that it's unpredictable, or at least, you know, any, I would say, true fan of watching football does, is that you want that element of, like, you don't know what's going to happen, regardless of how well you're playing, something really, really freak will happen.
Yeah.
I mean, even with Edison in goal, like, even when he does fuck up, he still seems to manage to clear his lines and does really well out of it because he's just genuinely very, very good on the ball. So there's that element I admire massively, and he's obviously changed the game for that. But
alright, okay, fair enough. Mask on.
My controversial opinion is that obviously in the press recently there's been a lot about the new Chelsea owner saying there should be an all-star game in the Premier League.
Yes.
To a degree, I think he's right, and I think there should be, because maybe not in the Prem, but we're obviously going into a World Cup soon enough. 4th of December 1997, Gary Lineker's doing the World Cup draw to obviously announce the groups.
Yeah.
FIFA decide to do a World 11 versus a Europe 11 in the Stade Vélodrome.
Yeah.
To celebrate the tournament.
Yeah.
Get on these squads. The rules are you can have one player from every country in the World Cup.
Yeah.
And there are some rules. Ben. Here for the, so, Europe
squad.
That
doesn't sound very FIFA.
Exactly. Right. Franz Beckenbauer's the coach.
Yeah.
You've got Kocka in goal, German goalie.
Yeah.
With Grodas, the Norwegian, and he plays for Chelsea as well. Yeah. Do you remember him?
Oh, yeah, Jesus.
the Austrian entry, Pfeifenberger,
who
plays for Werder Bremen.
What a player.
Denmark have got Colden from Bombay. From Bromby.
Bombay.
Bombay.
Wow.
As I said, the rules are really bad. Costa Curta.
Wow.
Hierro.
Yeah.
The Belgian player Limon from Espanyol.
Yeah.
Bulgaria have got Balakov from Stuttgart.
No, I'm saying is I don't like any of this.
You're not. Well,
yeah.
Well, Balakov.
Well, yeah, Balakov.
Yeah. Is he dead?
Porto.
He was at Espanyol at the time.
Is he dead now?
Maybe. We'll have to check. Yeah. Paul Ince, he was at Liverpool at the time. Then you've got a front three, Kluivert, Zidane, Alan Boxer.
What are you saying?
It just feels like soccer aid.
Kluivert, Zidane,
it's soccer aid. It's honestly, this is fucking soccer aid.
This is where it gets
and even,
really
I'm not being funny, even soccer aid, I'm not a massive fan.
So, right, you've got four subs. You've got a Romanian lad, Lacatus. Someone from
I'm still not interested.
Jokovanic from Yugoslavia, who plays for Tenerife. You've got an Iranian, That's right. Where the reels are.
Okay,
written.
Okay.
And then Gordon Drury is the
Gordon
Scottish
Gordon Drury.
Player, right? Yeah.
Good.
But then, the rest of the world.
Go on. Who's the manager?
Pereira from Brazil.
Okay.
You've got Songo, the keeper, Deportivo, top five African goalies of all time. Just saying.
Inspiration. Yeah.
You've got a Paraguayan sub goalie who I've never heard of. A load of players I've not heard of. But here's some real highlights.
Go on.
Kanu.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Javier Margas, who was at West Ham.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Neibet, who was at Deportivo La Coruña.
Right.
We've got Nakata for Japan.
Excellent.
It's the only one so far I'm really that interested in, if I'm honest. But go on.
From the strikers.
Yeah.
Batistuta and Ronaldo.
Fine. But
Robbie Williams.
Fine.
Robbie Williams.
But, I mean,
Williams.
Come on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Robbie Williams and
Dion
fucking...
Dion Burton, who's been mentioned twice.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
when does Ollie Mears come on?
Yeah, he comes on for Eric Ronaldo here.
Yeah. I'm sorry. No, that's awful.
When you... get this on YouTube, it is unbelievable.
Get it in the comments.
Batistuta and Ronaldo.
We'll put it in the comments. We'll put it in the YouTube comments if you
want. Yeah, they are unbelievable.
So
5-1 at half time.
So just to go back to this.
Yeah, it's the rest
of the world. What's the
score finish? 5-2.
Okay.
Yeah.
So just go back to your point.
The second half you're going to.
But why don't they do that now before the World Cup? That would make it loads better.
Like a promotional game.
Yeah.
See, that, I suppose, the first thing that clicked with me was I'd sort of get it with... like Qatar and whatnot. What's amazing with France is there's not much. I mean, it's, you know, European kickoff times. Definitely the biggest leagues in the world at the time, and all those players, all those top, well, largely getting paid and playing there.
Yeah.
So it's not even like, oh, maybe we'll convince the French to like football a bit more than rugby this year. It's fucking.
Yeah.
It's France. So the idea that it's happening, that's what I like. Is that it's not. To like this pony idea of promoting football in other places whilst accruing loads of money.
The year
it's
after,
fucking doing it in Velodrome.
The year after, they play the Italians, the rest of the world, they get back together.
Right,
they play
right.
The Italians
get
to
the
celebrate the 100 year anniversary of the Italian FA.
Okay.
Well, the same team.
It's different, like they bring in, it's just Italy versus the rest of the world at that point. So some more Europeans
okay,
come
okay.
in. So Davos Suka's in there.
Right, okay.
Ronaldo, Batistuta back together.
Not bad.
Like, come on.
Yeah.
That's great.
It's not great.
I'm sort of like, it's conflicting because
it
feels like it's
exactly.
It feels like old football. Like,
yeah.
It never happened now, would it? Just,
yeah.
There's no way that would happen now. So I do like that, but then part of me feels like it's. Like, I read this thing. I don't know if you saw this in the news recently. This is probably might have to cut this bit out because this is a bit controversial. But when there was like a testimony and black players played white
players.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you're like, and it's.
At what point did anyone think that was good?
Well, it was like. A long time ago, and the intentions were, I mean, it's all obviously would never happen now, and correctly so. But the intentions weren't, I don't think it was, I'm not going to defend this because it was awful, but I don't think the intentions were bad, but it was bad.
But
you
it's
know?
Bad.
Yeah. So,
it's massively misinformed.
Anyway, but it would never happen now, but then I like it. I like it because of that reason. But the All-Star game is, you know.
So
yeah.
you would go
you
to
North
so
South
hold on
or?
A second I say to you I've got,
sure
I've got two tickets here to go to fucking Old Trafford for an All-Star game.
Don't do it in the Prem, just stick it to international.
We worked out that I think Aston Villa
no.
is where the North starts in the Prem with the teams. We sort of divide
right.
the
right.
team. I think
right,
it
right,
is yeah.
Right.
I think Villa and Leicester are in the Northern, so that in itself creates people that, that want to
scrap
probably the Midlands
the
and whatnot.
But international, just do it.
Yeah. The international. I do. Yeah,
international
All-Star
game.
Cup.
But that is essentially what Soccer Aid is. And I'm not digging out Soccer Aid. It's a great cause.
Gordon Ramsay's not getting in that European squad.
No,
that.
He's not. I think
that's
Gordon Drury. That's the
yeah. Gordon Drury.
That's the bit of Soccer Aid that actually annoys
Gordon
me. If I'm honest.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not the players. Like, I want to see Carlos sat next to whoever.
Yeah.
I don't want to see him sat next to fucking Ollie Mears or whoever, which he's not going to be because it's obviously England versus the rest of the world. But do you know what I mean? I don't want to see that. I get it, but it's not for me.
I reckon if, controversial opinion, if this podcast takes off and I become a celebrity,
I can oust
Patrick Keelty as the goalie for the rest of
you
the
still
world.
Think you got time?
Yeah,
he's
so.
Not still playing. Keelty's still not in the sticks for the rest
he's
of
not.
The world, surely.
Yeah.
Look, grinning with that. Of course he's not.
I
how old is he now? He's probably in his 50s, surely.
I could get him out of the squad.
Oh, I was going to out him.
He's married to kids.
He's married to Cat Dealey, isn't he?
Yeah, but still. Christ, I thought this is another revelation, which is not appropriate for the pod.
Cat Dealey, I can get him out of there. Does he still need a one show? I can get him out of that.
Kids call me new dad.
Yeah, Thomas.
Yeah.
This has escalated somewhat, I feel.
Jesus.
Well, interestingly,
friend of the pod, Patrick Keelty.
Yeah, Josh says weirdly, is that he's controversial, is that you hate charity, so it fits together. Yeah.
No, I don't hate soccer. I think it's a good cause. I don't want to get into it, but you know. I just want to see football players. I don't want to see a pop star.
Rest of the world, Keelty, gone.
Yeah, I'm still not entirely sure about that. Anyway, I just want to hear about your controversial one, which
it's
is
not Fergie,
which is
that.
Massive.
Do
you're not doing
that.
The, what is the yeah, Fergie? What is what is the Alex Ferguson one?
This is great. Down this avenue, to be honest, but you sort of forced me that way. But I think Fergie's a bit overrated. That's all, you know.
Just stop there.
As an international manager,
to agree
No.
That's the last ever.
As a club manager.
Yeah.
Because there's no credibility at all.
Keelty's safe.
I'm not going to raise that one. He's forced me into that one, but I'm not going to do it. God, I've got a few. Really. What's the Baggio being overrated? A lot of mine are negative, so I don't really want to go down that.
Baggio overrated.
I just think if he didn't have the big haircut and Italian eyes.
He's Alex Ferguson of footballers, isn't he?
So I'm not going to do that one. Or Scholesy being overrated, or Giggs. God,
wow.
I don't mind about
okay.
Man United, actually. No, I think I'll do something like. I've got a couple, really. One is I love Germany. Love Germany. Great country.
Yeah.
Aggressive just better than us at everything, basically. But I love going to football wherever I go to, whichever country I'm in. I love to go and see a game. I've been to quite a few Bundesliga games, and what I think is that I love the Bundesliga because it's like not expensive and you know good teams, and it's like there's a level of sort of equity among the clubs because of the way that the ownership rule and all that kind of stuff. But actually, and the fans are too nice. They just support their own team, and. That's a nice thing. I know that's a nice thing.
Yeah.
But I do, it's part of me, and maybe it's because I've got a sort of inherent nastiness in me that I do want a little bit of abuse from the opposition and vice versa. Okay. So that's one. So it's too much like a theatre element, let's support our team. But also, like, I want to attack these guys because that's quite dark, really, isn't it? And the other one is really a bit more kind of innocent, which is around the football pitches.
Okay.
The modern pitches.
Right.
So boring.
As in too consistent.
Too boringly good.
I would agree with that.
I want an unpredictability. And part of the reason for that is that I can remember 1996, Ipswich played Norwich. You might remember this, the famous Brian Garn, the ball was passed back to him. Pitch at that stage at Portland Road was like a meadow, and the ball bounces over his foot and goes in. And that never happened now. And that was just literally one of the most joyous moments of my childhood. Because that ball bobbled over his, and he just sinks to his knees. And like, I remember the local paper brought out a badge with him just like that, sunk on his knees. And,
an uneven pitch now is like an asteroid hitting in the Premier League, we all know from playing
amateur football, right? If you play against a really good team and the pitch is, we got to a cup final and we played on that bloody 4G.
Straight away,
I'm like, this is bad because this team were better than us, and we got smashed 5-0. Had we played on a shitty pitch at the end of a season, we'd have had a chance because we'd have been horrible and negative. And that's I kind of miss that.
But there's an element that links both of you, is it? From Man City pitches, and it is a consistency in a game where that was it. Don't talk about gigs and inconsistency. inconsistency in the sense of it taking, I don't know, a bit of a soul from football. I've just seen over your shoulder a lad that supports Sunderland, and we got beat by a beach ball coming on the pitch.
You wouldn't take that away, would you?
You
remember? I also want to see them come off the pitch looking like they've just come out of the song.
We played a game in Brighton a few years ago where both halves you played uphill.
Yeah, but that was it was a real leveler. But it was uphill corner to corner, not goal to goal.
It was like a valley. It was so weird.
That's really hard.
And you fancy yourself off a goal kick.
One of those.
We had a game where there was a manhole cover that had been cordoned off in the pitch, in the corner of the pitch. More of that in the Premier League.
Or dog muck in the middle of a game. Like, come on, get this off.
The only game points where there was a slight camber in the pitch, we used to play with a lad that was, well, I'm not, I'm not that tall, but he was shorter than me. And we were before the game, we were looking at it thinking, like, that's a fairly sort of big divot. He at one point fell over. I couldn't see him.
I lost him.
And then he was out of it. Yeah, it was just the angle. Yeah. He was just gone. Just disappeared. And he was just in this in his camber. Yeah. And that was it. But yeah, that is good though,
isn't it? That's what you want.
Trying to think of a few of those days. But you're the whatever G pitch. We had a pre-season once, and it was happened to be against an old infantry team, like army boys and whatnot. And they turned up, and we were like, "Well, they're a bit slow, but they were fit." And the bastard with a completely consistent pitch is that basically speed and fitness just completely wiped everything. Yeah. And all they did all night was just up and down, up and down, up and down. Yeah. And we were fucked. So yeah, I'm into it. Yeah.
I'm right.
Too much consistency, but yeah, those pitches, the carpet can be.
Yeah, I only want great pitches at the end of the season for cup finals.
Right.
Yeah.
All other times, the pitch.
It's like a heaven. It's like a heavenly pitch, isn't it? Heavenly pitch, heavenly stadium.
Yeah, the first thing you see, especially like walking over the steps, yeah. Sort of glowing.
Should be a perfect pitch. I miss the days of like sand having to be sprinkled in the 6-yard box.
Yeah, love sand. Love the sand.
Yeah. Shit's one.
Or a puddle of some kind.
When we went to New York and played that sand-based Astro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that was one of the worst days of my life.
Yeah, that was
a lot of reasons. I think that's sorry for another time.
I think it was the inconsistency of the night before that was the big issue. But yeah, where have you gone? Yeah, frozen pitches or one of them that's in the sun. We had a match once where I think I'd had a similar thing, but we had a lad that he was a right back first half, and he was just, you know, teetering around the ice, and it was just, do you remember, it was only like 4 yards of this pitch, but just perpetually stayed in the shade.
Yeah.
So he'd done 45 minutes.
Ibis Eagles or what?
A sheet of ice.
That's who it was. Yeah, and he's come off and he's gone, "Hey lads, fucking hell, like, can't do this." And he looks over, left back's injured, and we've gone, "Sorry lads, you've got to swip over." He's done 90 minutes on his tiptoes the whole
play.
And he was fuming afterwards. Yeah. We were like, really? Can someone swap over? No, he can't. So he's been freezing all match, and it was just, it was a sheet of.
1-0 win, Twigger.
But it was, yeah, Twigger.
Yeah,
that's what it's all about, boys. All right, we'll come back to the Fergie thing another time. Cool. All right, lovely. Good to chat to you.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Cheers.